Wow, what a cliffhanger. What do you think's gonna happen next? Yes, put on the next episode already. We can't just leave it on that note. Huh? What do you mean? You agreed with me that I was allowed my playtime. Yeah, of course we can still watch it. I'm pretty good at multitasking. Hey, get your hands out of the way. It's my turn now to play. It's been like a whole 5 minutes without me touching it. That's such a long time for me. You know, I just want to play with it. You don't even have to do anything. Please. Look at me pouting. Can you please just let me touch your cock? Yeah, but it's like right there in your pants. That's definitely in grabbing range. You're right next to me. Come on. You can't just bring your dick near me and expect me to not want to grab it. It's not fair. You know I deserve a turn with him. I bet he's missing me so much, isn't he? Yeah? So what? Just cause, like, he's technically attached to your body, that doesn't mean you own him. I'm your girlfriend, so I actually get complete rights over your dick. It's not that hard to understand. No, it's your dick, my choice. When you get a girlfriend, you sign over all your rights over your dick to her, which would be me. That is how it works. Ugh, not this shit again. I really don't see why it's such a big deal. It's not like it affects you. You just sleep through it, so you may as well just let me use you at night. It really doesn't make that big of a difference to you. Please. Please. I really don't ask for much, do I? I don't ask you to buy me fancy gifts or expensive jewelry or take me to the finest restaurants. I don't understand why you won't just let me have my playtime with your dick. You like coming, don't you, baby? It is not constant. It's only when you're near me. I don't even get in your way. You know I'm happy to have my playtime no matter what you're doing. Even if it's something else that I would enjoy too. If anything, I'm making a sacrifice. Anyway, why do we even have to have this stupid argument every time? I know you're just doing it to annoy me. You always let me in the end. You've already admitted that you really like it when I play with you. So, let's just watch this episode. And how about you let me and your dick have our happy time together, huh? Thank you. Now, let me get down here and hello, you. I've missed you. Oh, what a good boy you are. Come here. Let's cuddle. I love you. Hey, you said you weren't going to make fun of me. It's not my fault that you've got such a lovable cock. Don't listen to him, baby. I think you're perfect in every single way. See? Don't you hear these happy little noises I make when I kiss you? As if I could ever have enough of kissing you, you perfect cock. I know how badly he treats you. He's so rough with you, isn't he? Almost like how they are in porn, silly man. He never stops to think about your feelings like I do. He doesn't care about you like I do. He doesn't worship you. He is never gentle with you. I bet he hardly even washes you properly. Well, I bet you don't wash him enough then. Not the way that I do. And that's why. And that is why you need me to take good care of you. Huh? What episode? Oh, right. Sorry, I'm kinda busy right now. Anyway, back to you. Every cock deserves worshipping. All the time. Whether you're hard or soft, my job is to show you exactly how much I love you, how much I love every single millimeter of you. He just uses you without even asking first. And really, since he doesn't even know how to communicate with you, he should have to ask me for permission first. See, I know what's best for you. Because I love you. Unlike him. I mean, he covers you up all the time, like he's ashamed of you. It's so unfair. Does he ever even ask you? Of course he doesn't. And I know you prefer being out in the open. I mean, I really don't see why you have to wear pants even when you're just in the house. It's like you do it just to stop me touching him all the time. Now back to you, you precious cock. I don't think he should be ashamed of you. I think you're the most handsome cock in the whole wide world. You know, no one will ever love you like I do. Every kiss is because I'm truly and passionately in love with you. And I don't care what anyone thinks. My boyfriend is a dick. Literally. Okay, fine. I guess the guy it's attached to isn't too bad either. But he really ought to give you and I more time together. I feel like I barely see you these days. There always seems to be something between us. Usually it's boxers. Ugh, babe. Stop giving me that look. You know what you're doing. You're trying to make me laugh and distract me from telling your dick just how much I love it. As if this is all some big joke or something, which it isn't. I'm being 100% sincere right now. Now let me get back to it. Where was I? I mean, some people fall in love with buildings, or chandeliers, or even theme park rides, so I don't think it's that weird that I've fallen in love with you. How could I not love you? You are perfect. What more could I ever want from a boyfriend? I mean, you're handsome. You're smart. You're funny. You're a great kisser. You're tasty. And delicious. And you feel so good inside of me. What more could anyone want? And you don't talk, so we never argue. You really are the perfect boyfriend. And it's not weird. Loads of girls are like me. Probably. I mean, have they ever said they're not secretly in love with their boyfriend's cocks? And you're a great chef, too. Well, maybe I should give your balls a little bit of credit for that one. I like them too, of course, but I would never cheat on you with them. They're just my friends. Even if I do kiss them sometimes. Stop laughing. I'm not trying to be funny. I really am truly in love with your dick. Let me show you. See, I'll even make out with him. I'm so in love with you. See, if I didn't love him, then I wouldn't give him a makeout session every day or every few hours. That's what he deserves. And would I cuddle with him like this? Would I rub my cheeks up against him? Would I nuzzle him like this? I know you prefer it when I kiss your dick anyway, even if you don't always admit it. Isn't it so nice to have such a thoughtful girlfriend that whenever she would give you a peck on the cheek, pulls down your pants and starts making out with your dick instead? I bet you there are so many men out there that would give anything to have a girlfriend like me. I know you like that. I know you love my soft, warm, wet tongue licking you all over. How about just on the tip? Just with my tongue right on that frenulum. It's my favorite part. I know you like it because I know that you're about to leak out even more of that sweet, delicious pre-cum for me. I know you want to pour it on my tongue. I know you can't wait to see me lap it all up. Here it is. So good. What a good boy you are. Is this all for me? That's so generous of you. Now why don't you hold still while I make sure my tongue picks up every drop? Oh. Good boy. How many kisses would you like as a reward? You see, this is what treating him well looks like, baby. If he does something good, say thank you, and then you give him a reward. Obviously, you can't do this, but that's precisely why you have me. You know I'll always be available to give him his thank you kisses when he needs them. And any other time he needs kissing, of course. Which happens to be all the time. Really? You want a blowjob? This isn't a blowjob. This is cock worship. They're totally different things. I'm doing this for your cock, not for you. Just because you might want a blowjob, that doesn't mean he does. Did you even stop to think about what he might want? Well, I'm not saying he doesn't want it. I'm just asking if you even bothered to think about what he wants. Well, yes. I think he probably does want me to suck on him. But just remember, I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing this for your cock. Cocks need worship, no matter what their owners think about it. Now, my favorite thing in the whole world, would you like me to suck on you for a bit? I'll be nice and gentle with you. You taste delicious as always. I love the way you feel in my mouth. You really are the best thing to ever happen to me. I love how warm you are. I love the way you feel on my tongue. I love your texture. I love your shape. I love your color. I love everything about you. You're the most perfect cock in the world. I'll always love you. No matter what happens, wherever you are, no matter what you're doing, I love exploring you with my tongue, finding every nook and cranny. I know what every single millimeter of you feels like. I can tell what you've been doing by taste. And I love to suck on you. Just so relaxing. I like to close my eyes and suckle on you. If I ever can't sleep, I'll just crawl down the bed. snuggle up to you. Put you in my mouth. And just gently suckle until I drift away. You know I can't ever resist you. The way you feel. Oh, the way you taste. The way you smell. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with a dick. The best dick in the world. I'm gonna take you deeper now. I'm sure it'll feel better for you if you're all the way into my warm, wet mouth. Oh, don't worry about me. This isn't for me. I'm totally doing this for you. All that matters is making you feel good. Showing you exactly how much I love you. That's all I want to do. Thank you for all that pre-cum. Look at how generous you're being to me today. That's so kind of you. Do you want more kisses to say thank you? Does this mean you're maybe close to the real thing? I wasn't talking to you. Well, if you did want to shoot into my mouth, I would be really grateful. Of course I'll swallow it all for you. I know you love when I suck it straight out of you and I swallow it right away. You know I really enjoy it too. You know, I'll always want to gulp down your delicious, creamy cock milk. Come on now. Let me speed it up a bit for you. Oh, I know you like that. Oh, cocks need good milking too. Just as well as worshipping. It's just what a good girlfriend does. Please give it to me. I want all your cum. I want to swallow it. I want to savor it. I want to feel it pumping down my throat. I want to tap it on my face. Just nurse out those last few drops. Come on. I know you still have got some hiding in there. Time to come out now so they don't make a mess later. I'm just gonna keep on sucking until they've all come out. Straight into my mouth. What a good boy. Now, how about you have a rest and cool off in my mouth until you're all nice and soft, like you should be. Mm. What a little cutie you are. I love it when you're all cute and soft for me. I can just spin you round, squidge you up, move you like. Huh? Playtime's over already? But I've barely had any time with him. Please, can I just play with him a little bit more? I'm not gonna get in the way. Please don't put him away just yet. I'm begging you. He hates being locked away in your pants on his own without anyone looking after him. Okay. I'll stop being silly. Of course, we can watch the next episode now. Can you please just leave him out for me, though? You know how much I like it when he's soft. Okay, I promise I won't get in the way. I'm not gonna distract you. I won't do anything. I promise. But can you please just let me hold him? I promise that's it. I just wanna hold him while we watch it together. I won't do anything else. I just really want to hold him. Please? I love you. You really are the best boyfriend ever. I'm sorry for being silly sometimes. I'm so glad you don't mind. Come here. Just let me hold him while we cuddle.